Text for today's message from the gospel, and as we come to this word, let's bow our hearts and our heads in prayer. Gracious God and Heavenly Father, you help us each and every day to live beyond personality and its sinful inclinations. We ask you, Heavenly Father, this day that by your grace you would not only show us the righteous way, but that you would give us the power to live in it, above the destructive tendencies of what every human personality has. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Demolishing the destructive power of personality. That's our focus for today, and it comes out of the gospel reading by a stretch. In the gospel reading today, in Luke chapter 6, Jesus has in view the ministry of the church. And he also has in view this fact, that as the disciples go about that ministry, as they hunger and they thirst, and sometimes they are even persecuted, all of those things will happen because of the choices they make, the direction or purpose which is leading them along the way. Sometimes they will be hungering and thirsting and persecuted just because of who they are beyond their choices. Purposes for which they live. The how, the where, and the who is the structure of my message today. And I hope this dog hunts, this sermon of mine hunts a little this morning. We'll see how it goes here. I want to talk for a little bit, first and foremost, about just our life in the world. And then we're going to come back to the text and apply it. I want to recognize that each and every one of us in this room have a personality. Each of those personalities have blessings and curses. There are good things about you, and there are things that are negative. And when I say that are negative, what I mean by that is that those aspects of our personality may antagonize others, and they may even cause you some measure of exasperation. Every personality has positives and negatives. But there are certain parts of our personality that are especially worth talking about. On the one side, there is the how of our personality. That is, the choices that we make in life, driven by who we are. Those choices can be bad. Sometimes those choices can be driven by our corrupt, selfish, sinful nature. There is the where of our personality. We choose to go in certain directions. We choose certain paths and purposes for our life. Sometimes those purposes are holy and righteous. Sometimes those purposes are unrighteous and again bent towards satisfying our sinful, selfish flesh. Sometimes in our lives, there is simply the who of our personality, how we are put together. And some parts of our personality are just a delight to be around, regardless of the choices we make or the directions we take. And sometimes there are parts of our personality that are absolutely insufferable to deal with, especially before 7 o'clock in the morning or after 9 o'clock at night. That's just the reality of who we are. That's just the fact of the matter. But underneath all of that, I want to recognize that there is that corrupt part of our nature, that sinful side of us, that leads us into satisfying or feeding the negative sides of our personality, the choices, the purposes, the essence of who we are. And that, my brothers and sisters, is not good. Jesus comes to his disciples in this text in Luke chapter 6, and he essentially says this: you have to recognize who you are as I send you out into ministry. And the challenge that Jesus poses to them is kind of like this. If you can't get control of your personality in terms of worldly matters, what's going to happen when there is a kingdom at stake? When there is the spiritual purposes of God at heart? When the choices that are before you have to do not just with your own self-satisfaction, but the life and death, spiritually speaking, of other human beings that you are to serve as ministers of the gospel? The purposes, the choices, and when you in your person represent me as little Christs, as Christians. It's all swirling about this text. And I don't know about you, but I think about myself and my personality a lot in leadership, in my relations to the family, but I oftentimes don't connect the effort that I have to put into all of that relationship with the effort that God calls forth from his church in Luke chapter 6 for the greater calling, which is to seek and to save the lost, which is to baptize and to teach, as we recite in our baptismal liturgy. I recognize that every choice I make, every commitment that I have to who I am as a human being, is directly correlated to what I ultimately do in mission and ministry. And the fact of the matter is, God calls us to demolish the destructive aspects of our personality, the destructive things that we do by choice, the destructive purposes that we set our minds and hearts to, the destructive aspects of our being that are not pleasing in the sight of God, to take every thought captive to the obedience of Christ, as another part of Scripture says, and to recognize that who we are is not a neutral factor when God desires to bring goodness and mercy and hope into this world. In a little bit, we're going to baptize Olivia Rodemeyer today. It's very exciting. A little baby girl, the personality of which we do not yet know. It's very exciting. And every time a new baby gets born, and as we hold and cuddle that baby in our arms, we wonder, I wonder how he or she is going to turn out. Had a conversation last night at our CCLS dinner auction with our next door neighbor, Karen, and she's telling the story about her two twin boys, Jacob and Henry. Henry came out and he was all chill, easygoing, and then there was Jacob. And Jacob was a fighter. From the moment he came out, his life was in danger, as sometimes happens with multiple births, and he was tenacious. I don't know exactly how you gauge tenaciousness or tenacity in like a one-day-old baby, but from that moment on, Karen knew that of those two boys, the one that she would have to wrestle with the most was Jacob. And true to form, he's grown up as a fighter. Henry, chill as could be. All of that to say, as we hold babies in our arms, as we started our life, no one quite knows exactly how we're going to turn out. But the fact of the matter is, we will turn out somehow, some way. As Olivia grows up, we're going to watch this child be nurtured. And there will be destructive, insufferable parts of personality that will drive parents and grandparents nuts. And there will be beautiful sides of personality, just as with all of us. And what's the goal in all of this? The goal is for us to grow into a God-pleasing life. And we do that by acknowledging that Jesus Christ came into this world and into our lives to destroy that which is destructive in order to bring forth the fruits of righteousness in and through us. We're not perfect by any stretch. But what makes us perfect is the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ to give us each and every day a new start. To acknowledge the parts of our life that need correction, rebuke, reproof, and encouragement, as another part of Scripture says, and then to get after that task. To make sure that the how of our lives, the choices we make, pattern after God. To ensure that the purposes of our life, where we are going, is pleasing to God. And to ensure that who we are essentially in our souls is a being that is being recreated in the image of Christ each and every day. That old Adam being drowned, that new Adam, that new part of our personality through the grace of Christ being lifted up. As you come and you receive your own sacrament this morning beyond Olivia's baptism, as you come to kneel at this altar today, you bring your whole self. And as you come and place your knees on the pads today, that you would ask God to increase in you the joy of serving him purposefully by the choices you make and the person you are, and that you would ask God with all the courage you can muster to change you so that your personality in your worldly living is a blessing to others, so that the way that you move the needle spiritually in the lives of others by the ministry that God affords you would be blessed as well. Let's bow our hearts and heads in prayer. Heavenly Father, gracious God, you give us, each and every one of us, a personality. And that personality grows and shifts and changes over the course of time. We pray, dear God, that it grows more and more in the likeness of your Son, Jesus, who came to show us the way, who came to give us the truth, and by his Spirit living in us today is for us our life. We ask you to bless Olivia as she begins her journey as your child today. We ask you to bless us as we continue our walk, that we would be like trees planted by the waterside, receive nourishment and grow strong. Bring glory and praise to you, our Heavenly Father, with Jesus and the Holy Spirit. Amen.